Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good Friday, Amy.
Happy Friday, Kirst.
I had to think about what day it is.
I know, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, it's almost, what time is it? It's nearly 11 o'clock and we're still not sure what day it is. Yep.
Yes.
Anyways, it is a good and happy Friday. How are you coping with ISO?
Yeah, I'm okay. I cracked it a bit yesterday, but I'm feeling a bit better today.
Excellent.
How about you?
Yes, well, I've not been well, so I've been in bed most of the last couple of days, which is why we're not recording till, you know, nearly 11 o'clock. But my kids are amazing. I just keep saying it. They are incredible, incredible humans. They are doing all their work. They are, like, even when it's, like, suggested tasks, like home economics, we've had them cooking and they're outside doing, like, PE every day and, like, they're amazing humans. So I'm very happy.
We are heading back to school on Monday.
Yes, then we'll be aligned again.
Yes. And New South Wales are talking about going back to school one day a week.
Yeah, I heard that.
Week three.
All kids on the same one day or they'll split it up?
Who knows what it's going to look like yet.
Okay, yeah. Random.
I am not coordinating that. For sure. Imagine, our school is pretty small. We've got two campuses and there's 600 kids across two campuses, which is much more logistically easier than 1,000 kids in one tiny school like our old school.
Well, we shall wait and see. Once things start going back, the ISO series won't be going anymore.
Yes. Hmm. But we'll see what that looks like when it happens.
Yes, we certainly shall.
One day of schooling does not mean that I can go back to work necessarily.
Not necessarily,
because it would just depend. And that's why I'm like, well, I just don't know how it's going to work because for me, you know, are they letting people go back to work? Are you allowed to go back to work one day a week? Does that one day a week correspond to my clients one day a week that they don't have kids? A logistical quandary.
It is a logistical quandary.
I will happily put off for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, good. So we're in the middle of our 5-day kitchen declutter challenge and we're today talking about cutlery and crockery. I'm a bit excited about this one. I wonder if, Kirst, you and I have things we need to declutter or if we've got some good experience ourselves in our own homes or clients' homes. So hit us off, my friend.
Well, Simon said the other day that he was looking at our cutlery and even though it's stainless steel, it's starting to look a bit worse for wear. So he was like, oh, I think we need a new cutlery set. And I was like, well, we've got one that's 15 years old that's barely been touched from our wedding that we keep for good occasions.
The good cutlery.
And I understand how that happens because often at weddings you get two cutlery sets.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. So I said, well, let's just swap the cutlery, you know, like let's get rid of this cutlery set and use the good, in inverted commas, cutlery set. I think his mum and dad gave it to us for our engagement though. Oh, so
that's sweet.
It is sweet, but it needs to be used. And
oh, absolutely.
We don't have dinner parties, and particularly in ISO, we don't have dinner parties.
No.
So, and we've found it hard with our kids to have dinner parties much since having children. So,
how many people does your cutlery set at the moment serve?
I think 8.
Yeah, okay. So we've got two sets that we've got for our wedding. And up until about 2 years ago, we always used the set that we preferred. So the good set was what we decided we were going to use because we didn't want to be the people that died with the good set in the cupboard. And then we started hosting families and friends that had just so many kids. So our good set, it's a set of eight, but really it's a set of 16 because, like, there's two different size forks, two different, yes. There's eight dessert spoons and yes. eight soup spoons, and there's eight, two different types of knives that I don't even know what the difference is. They're just a bit longer than the other.
you don't know what the difference is?
No, like one's just longer.
A butter knife and one is to eat your food with.
I know, but the level of sharpness is the same.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so I did know that's what they're for, but they don't practically have a difference. And so we decided maybe a couple of years ago that we would bring out both sets. So we actually now have two sets of cutlery, both that we got for our wedding 18 years ago, both sets in the cutlery drawer, and it works a treat. So they're in two different cutlery trays because I like to keep them separate because they're a little bit different. And we have, like, the go-to on the left and the overflow on the right, and we use it really regularly. Like, I would say we use the good cutlery probably once a week.
Cool.
Yeah. So for us, it works well to have two sets but keep them semi-separated, but definitely not saving that good cutlery till one day when.
No, I think, initially we used it when we had dinner parties, and then I'd always thought, yeah, we'll just keep it for when this cutlery set dies. Like, so I've always had it in my mind that we would use it and perfect. Not keep it for a good set, but it has taken 15 years for our original set to die.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it has.
Do you have, like, the little kids' spoons and forks still in your circulation?
No, we have let them go now that our kids are 8 and 10, almost 9 and 11, but we do have kids' plastic plates and bowls and cups still.
Yeah, awesome.
So, but not cutlery because most kids that we have over just use normal stuff.
Yeah.
And if they're that young, then they can have a teaspoon.
Excellent. Break your teeth with this, kiddo.
Well, it's better than poking their gums with a fork, isn't it? It's
so better. Whenever I go through a client's cutlery drawer, which is one of the simplest decluttering jobs to do, because you just literally go through and then you need to vacuum it or give it a good wipe out because there's like crumbs from four decades ago in there, guaranteed. And don't be embarrassed. Like, I find people go, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Okay, if you open mine, it would be the same. Like, it's okay.
I know. We are really, really clean people in our house. Like, the benches get wiped every time a piece of toast comes out of the, toaster. And we still have crumbs in our cutlery drawer and it's never open at the same time.
I know. They just climb in there.
Yeah. It confounds me. Confounded. I am confounded.
Confound is one of, like, just the best words in the human language.
I know. I'm playing words with friends at the moment and I'm waiting for that to be able to come up. Yes. We'll have to get enough letters to use that.
Yeah.
I hate words with friends because whenever you get a Q, you don't get an I. And whenever you get a Z, you don't get anything that goes with it.
Why do you need an I to go with your Q? Do you not need a U?
I mean a U.
Just checking.
Just ignore me.
Maybe the problem is that you're waiting for an I to go with your Q.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes. So cutlery, I have a way of storing my cutlery that some clients think is a bit ridiculous, but I got it from my mum, and that is I quite like to...
Are you saying that Marilyn isn't ridiculous?
It's quite possibly ridiculous, is for the good
Sorry,
set...
Sorry, Marilyn.
She doesn't listen, it's all good. For the good set, the one that you're not going to every day, I quite like to nest the cutlery. So the forks are all kind of facing the same way and nested up against each other, and same with the spoons. And I did that just for the everyday cutlery until I had kids, and then I just had to choose my battles. But it does look really nice when you open the drawer and your cutlery's nested. I know it's a little bit over the top. I know it's a little bit display housey, but I really like it.
Well, ours are always like that.
Oh, of course they are, Kirsty. Why does that not surprise me? Even your but don't your children unset the dishwasher or anything?
Yeah, they still. So they don't nest sideways, they nest on top of each other.
Yeah, but regardless, children.
Yeah, my children you know how like your children are perfect at being able to look after themselves
yeah, at homeschooling.
And be totally independent?
Yes.
Well, my kids are pretty good at only the forks and the spoons and but not even the teaspoons,
no,
the big spoons and the big forks.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good at deciding. We've only got, because we've got that 12 set. So that 8 set. So we've only got 8 big forks and 8 little forks and 8.
I know, but children, this is where I'm stuck.
Well,
are you sure Simon's not coming in
children?
After?
Well, we both do a little bit, but they're pretty good at putting their away. Oh. Well, you know, we've both got perfectly perfect children now, don't we?
Of course, of course we do. So let's talk crockery. So we're talking bowls, plates, dinner plates, you know, all the stuff that you would eat out of.
Ken, before we do that, can we just give some tips on what to do? Because all we've talked about is what we have.
Oh,
rather
yes.
Rather than giving some tips on how to declutter your cutlery. So I would suggest if you don't have little kids anymore to get rid of all the little plastic and the odd plastic things and the odd things. Also have a look in your cutlery drawer and see if there's anything that actually doesn't need to live in everyday high traffic use. For instance, corn cob skewers. Do they need to be stored in your everyday, unless you have corn every day, you know, but if you have it like once a week or once a month, maybe put them in the utensil drawer so that kids don't accidentally stab themselves with the corn cob skewers. Or adults. my tip and presumably Amy's too, is that in your cutlery drawer, only have high traffic, high use utensils. Yep. So your peelers, your knives that you use every day, your cutlery set and your like utensils that are used every day if you've got space for extras other than your standard cutlery.
Yeah, excellent advice. My other advice is if you've got steak knives that are super sharp, you may want to consider keeping them elsewhere so that when you go for the butter knife, you're not stabbing yourself each time on the serrated edge.
Yes, we have. So we built our drawers to be like 600 wide or something. I don't know exactly. They're bigger than standard drawers, wider than standard drawers. And they've got built-in inserts that where we couldn't completely customize. We can customize a little bit, but there. And so we've got a space for the steak knives and then a space for everyday knives. And then we've also got space for the sharp cutting knives. And we've got a little space for bottle opener, tea infusers and graters. So they're all together because they're regularly used but not needing to be at the front like the knives and forks and the teaspoons.
One of the best things we ever did in our kitchen was put up a magnetic knife block, which I think we got from IKEA, and we've put that up just next to the stove, and so all the cutting knives live up there. That it is just the best solution ever. I absolutely love it.
Our kids have been so, like, from little they have not been, I've never had to worry about medicines. This is me rabbiting on about how perfect my non-perfect children are. We've never had to worry about medicines with them and we've never had to worry about knives. They've just, or scissors, like they haven't, I mean, Emily's cut her hair once, but that was only a couple of months ago at 8. And they're just not that curious, let's try and chop our own arms off type of kids.
Mm.
So we've never had we've never seen a need for removing, like we've never even had them in a block when they've been kids. We used to before, when they were very little, we had them in a block, but then I hate knife blocks on the bench.
I hate knife locks. Oh, yeah. The worst.
So I do like the idea of a magnetised thing, but we really only use in our knife compartment, in our cutlery drawer, we've got two paring knives, like two small knives, serrated, bread knife, and then two sharp, good, cut the pumpkin knives. That's all that we have. So we only have five knives.
We bought a knife set that came in a block. We chucked the block. But we found that by having the knives up on the magnetic strip, we use the right knife more often. And it also preserves the knife because it's not then rubbing up against other knives. So it works for us, doesn't work for everybody. All good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not having a go, just seeing.
I know.
We have our knives sheathed, like our good, really good knives. They're sheathed.
We have our camping knives sheathed. We keep the best knives we've ever bought are in the camping kit because there is nothing like going camping and being able to cut something really easily. So we keep like really, really good knives in our camping kit.
I can see that's a good thing if you go camping a lot.
Yes, we don't go camping a lot. But when we do, oh my goodness, we can cut whatever we want.
That's so bizarre to me that you've done that. I totally see why you've done that, but I also find it bizarre because you don't go camping that often.
We probably, before we became out of decluttering, we were camping a lot more often. But even then, like, the knives we've got in the kitchen are awesome, but the knives in the camping box are the best.
Yeah, that one level above.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying I find it really odd because that's not what the advice you would give to our listeners normally.
No, it wouldn't be.
Fine.
It's an oddity of Amy.
Yes, it's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, now we can move on to crockery.
Okay. Crockery, I love talking about the orphans. And that is the plate or bowl that is like the only one left of a set that otherwise you loved, but you're keeping the crockery orphan just because you loved the set, but it doesn't stack. You don't tend to use it because, you're always going for a set of two or four or however many people in your family. So my advice with those is if you don't have a use for it, let it go, send it to the op shop, use it for a plant, get creative, but don't just keep orphans in the cupboard because you liked the set, because you don't have the set anymore.
I often find clients, they keep that orphan because that is the one bowl that they use.
Oh, and then that's perfect.
Like if they're not setting it out. Yeah.
If you're getting it for your cereal.
But it might be like their favourite ice cream bowl or their.
Yeah. I love it.
Notice how you go for cereal and I go for ice cream.
Yeah, I would not be going for ice cream. That's super gross. Mind you, I don't like cereal either, so whatever. We in our family, probably 10, no, I don't know, a while ago, we got rid of all the crockery we'd accumulated over those early years of our marriage, the $8 set from Target or from Harris Scarf, all the ones that you don't actually like using, you don't like the pattern of, but you bought because they were cheap and you were broke. And we bought a set of 24 of everything from IKEA. So it actually didn't cost very much at all. I think it was under $100. But we just now have 24 plates, 24 butter plates, 24 pasta bowls and 24 soup bowls, and that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You do host a lot. I just wanted to say that to people who are listening and going, why does a family of four need 24?
Yeah, it gets used all the time.
Yeah, and you're lazy. You never wash up.
That's right. We leave it for days and weeks. That's the best.
I love it. But just, again, because it's contrary to what we would normally say to people.
Yeah. I find that a lot of people, though, could easily do with a 12 to 18 set for people for their everyday regular use, because all that is another family coming for dinner.
Yes.
And then you use them all.
Yes. We have a really beautiful set that my parents-in-law gave us for our engagement.
Mm.
Like, that's a good set that never gets used because we never have people over. Or if we do, it's only like it's good friends who there's only, you know, eight of us. So like including
it.
The kids. So we're not going to get out a, you know, silver engraved crockery set. That being said, that's what we would use if we did have lots of people over. It's easier for us living interstate because we never host our family.
Yeah.
Like, whereas you host your family
and there's a million of us.
Have lots of people from church over and friends over and stuff, whereas we don't live with our family. So there's never
and you don't never have that many occasion friends.
For basically. we don't have an occasion for 27, 29, however many there are of us now. Yeah. But yes, we would, when we do have bigger groups of people over, we just use our good crockery set.
Yeah, that's perfect though. And I guess the question would be, is do you need the good set, or can that set go? Like, is it even something that you need to keep? Or maybe you could start using it for date night or Friday night ice cream out of the good set. Create some traditions around it.
Yes, we totally could. We're lucky enough to have a really big kitchen. So they're in a space. They're underneath our everyday use. So they're on a bottom shelf. So they're very easily accessed.
Yeah.
And they're not taking up real estate that something else needs.
Yeah.
So
that's perfect.
It's never been a question of should we let this go because it's clutter, because it's not clutter.
No, that's perfect. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think the fact that you've got it unpacked and ready and available makes you so much more likely to use it than if it's in a box at the bottom of the pantry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
One of the things that I find in clients' homes a lot is the bowls that are smaller than a soup bowl that you could use for like a dipping sauce or some nuts. I find that they just breed and there's no kind of rhyme or reason to them. And when you put them all together, our clients would go, oh, that's so many. But if you ask them individually, they'd say, oh, no, I use that one for this and I use that one for that. Any advice on that, Kirst?
I think often you have to – I question why people have them and they'll go, oh, we had this big party once where we needed all of them. I'm like, okay, that's great. How often do you have big parties like that, you know? And then they go, oh, well, it was only for my 50th and I don't normally have big party like that. I'm like, okay, cool. And if you were to have another – so if you were to have another party that's smaller than your 50th – do you have enough of your, you know, your Japanese set that you could use for that?
Yeah.
Can you tell when we all got married, Amy?
Yes, everybody has the Japanese set that they use for dipping sauces and, oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, so I think it is doing exactly what you said at the start, is questioning what else you could use it. Like, what else could you use instead? Like, yes, you use that for that and this for that and that for that. But if you bought them all together and you chose only your favourite or only the ones that stuck together or only the ones that match and limited that amount to what you do use them, like, you know, do you have Mexican night? Like, we use our ramekins that are like for creme brulees or puddings. We use them for our Mexican, you know, like we put corn in one and avocado in another and salsa in another. So we've got six of them
because
they came in a set of six, and we use them for nearly everything that we would use condiment, like those bowls for.
We do exactly the same, Kirst. Exactly the same. We have a set of eight ramekins. They get used for put sour cream in.
Yes.
They get used to put anything that's a condiment or dipping sauces, we just put in those as well.
Yeah, and we do have a Mexican set as well, so we could do, if we were to have people over and we had appetizers, we could put dips in them. And it's just, it's thinking about what else you could use that for. And yeah. So what if the bowl is a bit too big? Do you know, like, people aren't judging you going, oh my goodness, they really should have bought this bowl from Myers. It would be perfect. Nobody's doing that.
No, particularly not with that voice.
Well. Can you tell I've been watching kids, like, sitcoms?
Yes, ABC 3 has been your friend.
No, Disney Plus has been my friend at the moment. Well, it's been Emily's friend and my friend, therefore.
Yes. I think one of the great things to do, too, when you're looking at your crockery is to think where does the crockery come from? Are you hand washing or are you dishwashing? And what's the least resistance path to get from the dishwasher back to the drawer or the cupboard? Don't have them some random place, like opposite the dishwasher, where you can't have it open at the same time as the dishwasher's open, because that's going to drive you crazy. You just want to be able to do one swift move, dishwasher to the cupboard, and then when it's time to serve dinner, like, what bench space do you tend to serve up on and have them underneath that if possible?
Yes. I mean, that's what we say for everything, is we want your home to flow in the easiest possible way. So, and this comes naturally to some people, and to some people it doesn't. And that's fine. That's where you can learn from other people. Think about where it is that is the easiest of use and the least annoying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sometimes you're in everybody's way. Like, it might be somewhere where it's a really high traffic area. You know, if you've got your plates and your bowls in a high traffic area, is that actually the best place to be using it? Or it might be. So it's just thinking about where is... And also thinking about how often you use an item should be, they should be at the front of the cupboard and the easiest to get to.
Yep.
And the at waist height or below for often used stuff. And at the bottom of cupboard should be least used stuff, and top cupboards, top of the top cupboards. Like, over the fridge should be maybe your platters and stuff that is least used in the kitchen.
Great advice.
We have another thing that it should only take two moves to get to what you need to.
Yeah,
so if
I love
you
this.
Do have things stacked, this goes for anywhere in your home. So if you need to get to the dessert bowls that only get used once a week, they could be behind the plates, because you need to move the plates to get to the dessert bowls. So only making two moves to get what you need.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Yep. Cool. I love it. Awesome. I thought before we share our ISO food recommendations, I would just share an email that we received from one of our listeners, Kaya Hodgkinson. And she says, I absolutely love your podcast. I just moved out of my parents' house, and your adult kids episode inspired me to take everything with me and not leave my parents with my clutter. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. I was like, I just wrote back and I was like, oh, that is the best. What a gift to give your parents, and act of responsibility. And I was just so proud of her and all of you that put into action some of the things that impact on other people.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kaya. You've been sick the last couple of days, so have you enjoyed eating anything, or have you been too sick to eat?
No, I haven't eaten, but prior to that, one of the easy meals that we've been going to a lot is we've been eating a lot of Mexican and tacos, and mixing up the type of Mexican that we're doing. So we've had, usually we do soft tacos because, you know, we have fussy eaters when it comes to that. But we've had some of them with pulled pork, some of them with just mince, some of them with like lamb strips and different types of salads. So sometimes a coleslaw, sometimes just whatever we can find in the fridge. And it's been great, really easy. It doesn't feel like we're eating the same thing every couple of nights. And it's easy to do leftovers for lunch too.
I laughed when I listened to Brené Brown's podcast and she talked about how people thought her kids didn't realise that Taco Tuesday people only did Mexican once a week because they only do what you're talking about every single night.
Yeah, I listened to that episode.
I said something to Oliver because Mexican is his favourite food and he would love to be living in your house at the moment, Amy, whereas we only have Mexican once every 2 weeks. So he was like, oh, that would be so awesome to have Mexican every night.
Yeah, Mom. Jesse would eat it every night if we let him.
Mm.
What's your food thing for ISO?
Yeah, that's really interesting because I did not prepare for today. I took the kids for a walk yesterday to our local shops and we bought takeaway and me being not wanting to spend more than I needed to, we went to Woolies and got ice creams.
Awesome.
From the fridge freezer and walked home eating ice cream. So I ate a Toblerone ice cream yesterday.
Oh, I didn't even know there was
awesome.
Them.
Yes, Toblerone for the win. Ollie and excellent. I were like, oh, let's get them. We both like, that's our favourite chocolate. So,
And combine that with your love of ice cream and it's
exactly
heaven.
It was awesome.
Okay. Alrighty, well, we hope that that has been helpful for your cutlery and crockery. Basic advice is if you don't use it, get rid of it. If it's annoying, get rid of it. And that's about it.
Yeah.
How's that for a summary?
Yeah. And make it as easy to use as possible, all of it.
Yes. And another thing that's really easy is for you to rate and review our podcast. We just ask you to do that, please, because it does help lots of other people to find us. I had a dream last night, Kirst, that some of the guests that we've got booked coming up in the next couple of months were all in a room together and we were decluttering together, like Osha and I were decluttering together. It was a dream come true.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but in saying that, your rates and reviews helps us to reach more people, which also helps us to get some really cool guests on the show in the next couple of months.
Yay. Awesome. Well, have a lovely Friday. Sorry this is coming to you later than normal, but we know that you'll hold lots of grace and show us lots of grace today.
Yeah, it's still Friday.
It's still Friday, but we still haven't got this up. This is just us recording. There's That's still a true. Lot to go, Amy.
That's true. All right, let's get that ball in motion. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.